Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Thursday, December 12th edition of the MMA OB Daily Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Martin, and I'll be taking you guys through the latest in the world of mixed martial arts. UFC 245 is two sleeps away. Can't wait. I'll be there leaving for Vegas tomorrow morning, so really excited about that. It's going to be awesome. Like I said, if you guys are going to be there, definitely hit me up. I'd love to meet up with any of the fans, listeners, readers of the podcast and of my work, so that'd be sweet. All right, so I've got a couple things to talk about today. Not a crazy big show or anything like that, but definitely a few news topics worth mentioning. And I should mention, I'll do a podcast tomorrow morning before I leave for the airport. So really early in the morning, but it'll be there. All right, so let's talk about Justin Gaethje. He is not happy that Conor McGregor might get the next title shot at 155 pounds. He's not happy at all. Dana White mentioned yesterday that Conor is likely going to be next in line for a title shot against the winner of Khabib and Tony Ferguson if he beats Donald Cerrone at UFC 246. And, of course, Khabib and Tony still have to fight. So we have no idea how that fight's going to play out. But if Conor beats Cerrone, he's going to put himself in a tremendous position to potentially fight for the UFC lightweight championship. And Justin Gaethje's just not happy at all. He went on his Twitter and ripped the UFC, ripped Dana White, called it a crock of shit, saying that he's just not happy about this. I saw Dustin Poirier also tweeted out about this. He's not happy at all either. Not sure what you guys are thinking. Let me know what you're thinking about it. Honestly, like, I understand the UFC's point of view. Like, they want to put the biggest fights on possible. They believe that Conor McGregor still that big money fight for Khabib or Ferguson, whoever is the champion. But I'm not 100% convinced. I feel like Justin Gaethje does deserve that title shot. And I feel like fans have kind of soured a little bit on McGregor. Having said that, if Conor goes out there and knocks Cerrone out, it's going to put him back in the good graces of everyone. So, unfortunately for Justin Gaethje, he's just not as big of a star as Conor. He's a great fighter. And if he fights Conor, I think he might beat him head-to-head, but it doesn't matter. The UFC looks at Conor as their huge money machine. And if he goes out there and beats Cerrone, even though Justin Gaethje just did the same thing, I feel like Conor's going to leapfrog him. And according to Dana White, you know, Conor originally wanted Jorge Masvidal. He's changed his mind. He wants Khabib now, or whatever, whoever's holding the title at that point in time. So he's got to beat Cerrone. I think a lot of us think Conor's going to wipe the floor with Cerrone. The betting odds are indicating the same thing. And if Conor wins that fight, I'm pretty sure he's going to call out for the title, and I think he's going to get the title shot. So if you're Justin Gaethje, what do you do? Because he hasn't fought since September. He beat Cerrone. He's on a three-fight win streak. Also beat Barboza and Vic by knockout. I think he has to take another fight. And unfortunately, he might have to fight Dustin Poirier again. Even though Poirier is coming off a loss to Khabib and Gaethje's already lost to Poirier, I think it's a rematch that does make sense. We'll see what happens. But if I'm Gaethje, I got to take another fight, especially if Conor gets that title shot. You can't just sit around waiting for another year. I understand why he'd want to. He wouldn't want to risk losing. But we've seen time and time again, guys, they wait. They never get that title shot. Or if you look at Colby Covington, perfect example. You know, he beats RDA, he wins the interim belt last June 2018. He's finally fighting for the belt in December 2019. It took him over a year and a half. So if I'm Justin, I'm taking another fight, and it might have to be Poirier. I don't know who else is available. Maybe the winner of Felder and Hooker at that point, but he's going to have to fight again, unfortunately, if Conor wins. And of course, if Conor loses to Cerrone, that wipes him out of the title picture at 155 and 170. And at that point, I think Conor would just be fighting Nate Diaz in a trilogy fight, which is still a fight I think will happen at some point. But yeah. If I'm Justin, I'm probably going to try getting another fight. Again, I understand he wants to sit and wait and hopes he can get another title shot, but that rarely works out in this sport. All right, a couple other things here. Colby Covington was kind of like the star, I guess, or not the star if you don't like him, but they did interviews yesterday with the champions and the challengers ahead of UFC 245. And Colby Covington, he came to the interview room with this like orange colored suit. I think Mark Raimondi called it a salmon colored suit, and he was slamming the Nerds and Virgins, and he wasn't pleased with everything. He was just kind of being a jerk, like playing that heel role. You know, I like Colby. I think he's great. You know, I think he's funny. He reminds me of Chael Sonnen a lot. Just, I guess, a little bit more harsh, but he does, and not as funny. Chael is really, really witty. But I think Colby's good. You know, I think we need people like him. We can't just have nice guys or mean guys. We need someone in between. And Colby's like that funny jock jerk guy. So I personally do think he's good for the sport, but I can see why people don't like him. But either way, you know, he had a few things to say yesterday. One of them was he doesn't want Dana White putting the belt around him at UFC 245. We know that they've had their run-ins in the past. Obviously, Colby went to that casino, like I think it was last year, or maybe it was earlier this year anyways. He called out Dana White with the video camera in his face, ended up getting a title shot later on. But he doesn't like Dana White. Dana White doesn't like him either. Not only that, but it looks like, man, there's a lot of guys at ATT that do not like Colby Covington as well. He's just not well-liked in general right now. So, again, I think he's funny. I think he's good for the sport, but not everyone does. So he's kind of one of those guys that you love or hate. I don't think there's any in-between with Colby Covington. There's no one that's like, yeah, he's okay. I feel like either people are like, yeah, he's great or he sucks. But the one thing I'll say about Colby is, even if you don't like him, you have to respect the fact that this guy is an incredible fighter. Like, he's really good. And his skills are just fantastic. Like, you look at his win streak right now. It's amazing. He's got the one loss in his career. He lost to Warley Alves. He had a broken, can't remember what it was, but he was injured going into that fight. And he took the fight because he needed money. And at that point in time, he was not making much money. It was his fourth fight in the UFC. Since then, he's on a 7-fight win streak. And look at the names. Bobby Lawler, RDA, Damian Maia. Like, these are big names. Top 10 guys in the division. So even if you don't like his shtick, you got to respect the fact he's a good fighter. The problem with MMA is, and just sports in general, when people don't like someone, they kind of get, like, they just ignore the fact that these people are good athletes. So Colby's a perfect example of this. You don't like him, so you bet against him. He's still the underdog right now. Go back and watch the podcast the other day. Me and Cole both picked Colby. We both think he's going to be useful. We'll see what happens there. I mean, it's a close fight, obviously. But I think people are just kind of writing him off because they don't like him. But I think you have to, like, look at things objectively. And even if you don't like him or you like him, you got to respect the guy's fighting skills. All right, Kenshiro Ryo Doju, a couple of questions here. Justin only has 3 wins after 2 back-to-back losses. Most people need 10 to 12 wins lightweight before becoming a network contender. So that's Khabib as Tony Ferguson. Justin needs to calm his man down. You know what? It's a great point. I mean, Tony Ferguson's been waiting forever for this title shot. Now, to be fair, he's been injured a few times. Like, he was supposed to fight Khabib last year. He got hurt. It wasn't his fault. He tripped over that television cable and blew his knee out. It sucks, but it happened. And Al Iaquinta ended up getting a shot. Al jumped in at short notice, obviously, and he fought a good fight, lost. But I know what you're saying. I agree with you. I think Justin probably doesn't need to get another win. I mean, I don't think being Cerrone should necessarily get you a title shot. But at the same time, like, why would Conor being Cerrone get him a title shot? Like, that's why I think where Justin's frustration comes in. So, great point. You're right. A lot of guys do need a long win streak to fight Khabib. Like, I think Poirier had won like 6 straight fights before he got the title shot. But the thing is, I think Justin's just pissed that if Conor wins one fight against a guy he just knocked out and he gets a title shot, he's going to be upset about that. And I think that's very understandable. Yes, very good point that you're saying there, Dojo. Okay, a couple other things here. Jose Aldo, he's cutting down the bantamweight, as we all know, for the first time. He says the weight cut's been easy. So we obviously have seen the pictures. A lot of people don't like what they've seen. Darren Till was out there. He's saying that he looks bad. Then you got Conor McGregor on the flip side saying he thought he looked really good, and he said he was cutting the right way. So I've seen a lot of people just go on both sides of the spectrum on this one. Well, wait till tomorrow morning. They're going to be weighing in. We'll see what happens there. He's obviously probably – okay, it looks like he's going to make weight. I wouldn't say obviously, but it looks like he's going to make weight. Like, all indications are he's – going to make the weight fine. We'll see how he performs in the fight. That's the other question. Like, how drained is he going to be? But yeah, you know, right now it looks okay. So a lot of people saying this weight cut is going to be the biggest factor in this fight. If Marlon Moraes wins, and he is favored to do so, if he wins, it's because he's a better fighter. I don't think it will have as much to do with the weight cut as a lot of people think. But personally, if you guys watch the podcast today, I think Aldo might win this fight, guys. I think people are writing this guy off way too soon. He's a longtime champion in the sport, one of the greatest fighters of all time. I know he's lost a few times in the last couple of years, but, you know, he's also won a couple of fights too, so I wouldn't write him off just yet. Speaking of weight cutting, Cynthia Calvillo, she missed weight a couple times at 115. She's got to move up in weight, and she admitted this yesterday on the SiriusXM show. She said she's likely going to move up to 125. At this point, I mean, I don't even think it should be likely. She has to move up. UFC's going to cut her if she doesn't move up, so this is her last chance. I think 125 might be a better weight class for her. You know, a lot of times fighters move up in weight, and they end up performing better, so it's Calvillo's case. I think she really was draining her body to make that weight cut, and she didn't even make the weight. So yeah, I think moving up is obviously the right call. There's a lot of good fights for her at 125. You know, she's lucky there's a 125 pound weight class. That's the other thing. Like, a few years ago, there was no 125 pound weight class. So these fighters that are starving themselves to make 155 and killing themselves, or excuse me, 115 and killing themselves on the scale, they have 125 right there. So she should move up. Yeah, I mean, if she ended up getting a title shot, she'd be fighting Valentina. That's a really tough fight, but still, it's better than going down to 115 and weighing in at 120.5, which isn't even close. Kenshiro, you have another couple questions here. I heard the intern who laid the wire for Tony last year is a nephew of Ali. Colby, great athlete, cardio, wrestling, be key to victory. Can't wait for this fight. Colby is the champion no one wants. The UFC needs. You might be right about that. Yeah, he is a great athlete, and his cardio and wrestling are incredible. So is Usman's, though. We got to give Usman the credit, too. I mean, the guy is fantastic as well. He's a beast. Looked amazing against Woodley, but I just feel like people are writing off Colby a little bit too soon because they don't like him. I think that's the biggest problem. People let their feelings for these fighters get in the way of being objective about the matchups and the style matchups and that and just the skills, the skill matchups. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. Close fight for sure. But like I said, I am picking Colby. I'm going to go on the record and say that I could be wrong about this one, guys. But we'll see what happens. It should be an interesting fight. A couple of things here at Leon Edwards. Dana White thinks Leon Edwards is going to be the next big star for UK MMA. So I thought that was interesting because he was talking to the BT Sport and they asked him, you know, what do you think is going to be the next big star? And he didn't even say Darren Till first. He talked about Darren Till later, but he said Leon Edwards. He thinks this guy's going to be the big star, and he wants him to fight Tyron Woodley. That's a fight I think a lot of us want to see. So hopefully they can get that done. Doesn't look like Woodley wants to fight in London, but the UFC is going to probably pay him a little bit, and he's going to go over there and fight him. Edwards versus Woodley seems very likely as the main event of UFC London, if you have to ask me. And from what I'm hearing, Darren Till versus Jack Hermanson is what I heard. So that's interesting. I think Jack's actually a bit of a step down from Gastelum. I know that Jack's pretty highly ranked, and he's a really good fighter too. But he's coming off a really like bad loss to Jerry Cannonier. So to me, actually, he's a little bit of a step down from Calvin Gastelum, who Darren Till just beat. But I guess they just want to, you know, keep Darren not fighting the elite guys in the division just yet. They want him to kind of build his way into 185. And I guess in that case, Jack Hermanson is not a bad fight. Again, that's not official, but that's what I've been hearing. So we'll see what happens there. Kevin Scott, thanks for the question, Kevin. I appreciate it, man. After his fight with Tony, Habib probably won't fight again until the fall. Due to Ramadan, Conor Gaethje should have to fight again prior to getting a title shot next September, October, regardless. Yeah, you're 100% right, man. And like I said, Justin would be taking a massive risk if he decides to sit and wait. Like, again, you look at Colby Covington, year and a half till he actually got his title shot. He had to fight Robbie Lawler in the meantime. He sat out a long time, too, waiting and waiting. And we've seen time and time again, waiting does not pay around this sport. That's why I got to give a guy like Corey Anderson credit. Goes out there and fights Blachowicz instead of waiting for John Jones and Reyes, the winner of that fight. He's like, you know what? I'm going to go take another fight in the meantime. Why not, right? So I'm with you, Kevin. And then Rio, you got a couple other things here. Cynthia Calvillo moved her fat up to flyweight and fight Triple C. Yeah, that's not going to happen. By the way, Henry Cejudo did an interview with Guillermo Cruz of MMA Fighting, and he's not too happy with his pay. So we'll see what happens there. But he says he's willing to walk away from MMA if his pay doesn't increase. That's a story to keep your eye on, guys. Obviously, he hasn't fought in a while, but Triple C is a really good fighter, and he is someone that could be a big star for the UFC. If you guys have any last-minute questions, throw them in there. I'm just going to talk about this one fight announcement that I got here. UFC 247 gets one more fight. Mario Bautista taking on Miles Johns. So Bautista, he is 7-1 in his career. 1-1 in the UFC, lost to Corey Sandhagen in his debut earlier this year, and then beat Jinsoo John. So that obviously was a tough fight against Corey Sandhagen, who we all know now is just an amazing fighter. They picked up a win in the second fight. Takes on Miles Johns here, who is, man, talk about tough matchups. This guy is really good. 10-0 in his career. He had that win on the Contender Series, and then he picked up a nice, well, it was a split decision win, but still, I think it should have been unanimous. But yeah, he beat Cole Smith in his debut in the UFC a couple months ago, actually on the Justin Gaethje and Cowboy card. So a couple months ago, he picks up that win. And the guy's fight, UFC 247, by the way, is, I think the tickets are on sale this week, if I'm mistaken. So if you guys weren't in that card in Houston, definitely, you know, keep that in mind. UFC 246 tickets, by the way, someone asked me yesterday if they weren't on sale yet. No one knows. It's kind of weird, right? And I don't know. It's weird because, like, we all know that card's going to happen now, but it's like you haven't heard much about it. And I think they are doing some sort of face-offs and stare-downs of future cards tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, in Vegas. And I haven't heard if there's going to be Conor and Cowboy there. There will be some other fights there, but I don't think those guys are going to be there. A couple other things here. Dojo, want to see Silverback Gorilla size Darren Till in the future. You know, and Triple C be the smallest heavyweight in WWE. That's funny. All right, guys, that's it for today's show. Appreciate you giving me questions and listening to the show. As always, like I said, I'll be back tomorrow for the Friday edition. It's going to be really early in the morning, so I'll put the podcast on the website, and you guys can check it out later in the day. I don't think too many people will be waking up at like 6 in the morning to listen to me talk, but it's going to be there. And then I'll be in Vegas from Friday till Wednesday. So I'll be doing the shows, but again, the times are going to be a little bit odd for the podcast, but things will be back to normal at the end of next week. I am really excited for Vegas. And again, if you guys are going to be there, let me know. And one last question here. It's the last one I can answer, man. Dojo, do you think Nunes has some easy title defenses past 2 years? And do you think JDR might surprise her No, I think she knocks JDR out, to be honest. I think she takes her down and finishes with ground and pound, to be more specific. And Nunez and Clarissa Shields possibly could be the next fight. Dana White says Clarissa Shields, the boxing star, will be at UFC 245 in attendance. All right, guys. Follow me on Twitter at MMAdamMartin, podcast, MMAoddsBreaker.com. Check me out at BJPenn.com, MMArings.net. I'll be back tomorrow morning, early in the morning, for the last episode of the week. Guys, have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.